I'm so glad that you're here today. This is your day. And the Lord has a word for you. Amen. Aren't you glad about it? I said, aren't you glad about it? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll get right into the word. Praise the Lord. Because we're talking about spiritual things. God is a what? Spirit. And we are God's who? Children. And if we're his children, that means we are what? We are a spirit. And why did God bring us out of the world of darkness into his kingdom and made us like himself? Anyone in the house know? Do you know where anybody ever defeated God? Never. Hallelujah. So aren't you glad you're on the winning team? So what we're gonna do, keep our mind in the game. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all can tell Pastor Miller I took a bite out of his sermon. Amen. Just to excerpt. Glory to God. We're talking about spiritual things. And one of the things that we have experienced, we've shared many things. I'm not going to go back through them again, but we want to refer to our beginning. God is a spirit, and we who are his are born of him. So we ought to know spiritual things. We ought to be very aware and knowledgeable of spiritual things. Amen. Amen. Why is it that you find so many Christians? We know the world should be that way. But why is it that we find so many Christians, too many? Their lives are frustrated. They're frustrated in life. They are confused. They are defeated. They're burdened down. They have no direction. Am I in the house? Why is it? Well, we cover five and most important things you should know about the Holy Spirit. Number one, Jesus said to us, that he will pray the Father, he'll send us another comforter, right? Amen. Number one, he will do what? Teach us all things. He'll bring all things to our remembrance. He will testify of Jesus. He will guide us into what? All truth. He will show us things to come. And Jesus said he will take what's mine and show it unto you. Amen. I forgot to dismiss it in the nursery, so. They gone anyway. Amen. Praise God. And so we was talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit. And I want to pick up. We're talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit. We read in Acts chapter 1. Just kind of bringing us up to date. We read in Acts chapter 1:1, he said, former treating have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus both began to do and what? Teach. Until the day he was taken up, that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandment unto his disciples that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says he, you heard of me. John did what? Truly baptized with water, but you shall be what? Baptized with who? Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Then we see went on down further to say, because they start questioning about when you're going to put Israel on top again. Jesus said, but ye shall receive what? Power when? After the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Then we see in Acts chapter 2 the coming of the Holy Spirit. And when the day of Pentecost were fully come, they was all where? On one accord in one place. And suddenly they heard a sound where? From heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire. And it set upon each of them. And they was all what? Filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as who? The Spirit gave utterance. Then we see this same Peter start preaching. I'm bringing you up to date, okay? Then we see the same Peter preaching. The crowd came running when they heard them come out of the upper room. Crowd came running to this scene because they were there for Pentecost. They didn't know that the Spirit of God was going to come that day. And so the crowd came running, and some of them looking at the way they were acting. Some decide they have gotten some new wine. They real drunk. Amen. And other began to mock them and poke fun at them. But they noticed that all these 120 Jews were speaking in all of their dialects. Some were speaking Arab, some were speaking Arabian, some were speaking this. And they said, and Peter said, now look, we're not drunk as you suppose. I'm not telling you we're not drunk, but we're just not drunk as you suppose. The way you think we're drunk, but we're not drunk like you think people get drunk. Hallelujah. So he preached to them and wound up 3,000 people got born again that very day. And they all were baptized. And they got filled with the Holy Ghost. And we see the same move from there to Acts chapter 8, where Philip left Jerusalem and went to Samaria and preach. And the Samaritan saw the miracles that Philip did, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Unclean spirit came out, people that were paralyzed and that were lame were healed, right? Amen. Then the Bible said there were great what? Joy in the city. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then when they believed Philip preaching, verse 12 said they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they sent word, the apostle which was at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the gospel, had been born again. They sent Peter and John down. And when they got there, they did what? Laid their hands on them. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, right? Amen. Then we see the same in Acts chapter 10. I hope you're writing all this down if you don't know it, so you can, because we're going somewhere today, if you follow me. And Peter was, Cornelius was a proselyte. He was a Gentile man, but he feared God and he helped the poor. He was over the Italian band, which was 100 people. And when he was praying in his house seeking God, an angel appeared to him. Are you with me? And the angel told him to send to Joppa. There's a man there by the name of Simon Peter, who stands with Simon the tenor. You send me in there and get him. He'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you words whereby you will be saved. Right? So they did, and so it happened. Peter came with the people, the three men that Cornelius sent, and they got filled. 44. While Peter yet spake these words, what happened? Holy Ghost fell on them. And the Gentile people that came with Peter heard them speak with tongues just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Right? Amen. Amen.